Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Ginger Johnson.
And you're with...
The Yancey Burnsville Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I guess you're just kicked back, relaxed, enjoying another nice week in the mountains, aren't you?
Of course, of course. We've got a can of spray paint in one hand and a ruler in the other and signs in our third hand.
You know, I noticed some of the parking spaces, little squiggly lines. I said, I'll bet that has to do with the...
Crafts Fair, the Mount Mitchell Crafts Fair. 62nd annual.
Can you believe that? 62 years. That's wild.
Yeah, I think back to that first one I did all those years ago.
Well, I'm not going to say a word. It's time for it again this weekend, and I guess as usual, it's going to be big.
It is. It is. We have over 200 vendors. We've got arts and crafts. We have food. We have entertainment both days, all day long. We've got our beautiful square where you can come and just sit down and enjoy watching people and listening to everything that's going on. So no reason not to be here.
That's right. It is Friday and Saturday. What's the hour?
9 to 5.
I'm just curious, where is the farthest away somebody's coming to be here for the festival as far as a vendor? Do you know offhand?
Oh,
I don't think I've ever asked you that question before.
Gosh. We have them, of course, from all over the state of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. We've had some in the past as far as Missouri. We have some that come up. We've had vendors from New York, you name it, just about from this side of the country. They've been here.
What's the most unusual thing you think you'll have this year?
That's the great thing about our crafts fair. We have such a good variety. We have, of course, the potters and jewelry and wood furniture. But we have some phenomenal glass artists. We have traditional just canvas art. We have crazy little things for your pets, and because we spend more on them than we do our children. And so it's just all sorts of stuff.
And that is the beauty of it. You come to something like this, it's not just one thing. There's all sorts of different crafts. And then, of course, you have your local restaurants, and they're open. And, of course, you won't take advantage of those. But always that specialty food that comes wandering in with these things.
Oh, yes. You always got to have your Polish hot dog or your deep-fried cheesecake or the kettle corn. Everybody loves the kettle corn. And the ice cream because, you know, you get hot and you're walking around all day long, so you got to have that sugar pick-me-up.
Well, you know, in that Crafts Fair ice cream, there's no calories or anything on that.
No. We make sure that all our vendors know there's no calories involved.
Kind of like the funnel cake.
Right. No, exactly.
Anything different this year as far as staging or anything? I guess folks will start coming in on Thursday, so we need to keep that in mind.
Thursday afternoon is set up. One thing that's a little different for our food vendors, we're going to have tables under what is normally known the big tent on the square. We're going to have tables set up there for people to eat there. It gets a little hot over there on that asphalt.
Yeah,
we decided that area is just easier, cooler, and more comfortable. And they're sitting there eating, and they can hear the bands, and it's just a little better.
Okay, well, that'll work good. Entertainment this year, of course, a lot of local folks.
All local. We don't bring in outside entertainment at all. We've got too much.
We don't
need it. We've got plenty of great musicians and entertainers right here. So we bring them in, put them on the stage, and let you enjoy them.
Okay, so again, the hours, it's Friday and Saturday of this week.
Right, 9 to 5 each day. Just come down, enjoy, walk around, do some buying. This is a great time to get those early Christmas presents.
That's what I was thinking. You want to get somebody something really special, quality, that they can't get down the road at wherever.
Absolutely.
This is the thing to do.
Absolutely. This is not big department store buys here. This is handmade quality items. I do want to say just a quick thank you to the volunteers that help us every year. We could not do it without them. They are wonderful. They show up. They know what they're supposed to do. They get it done. They leave. It's fabulous. This whole town, we run on volunteers, and we have to just give a big shout out and love to them.
That's right. Volunteers, and they're all good folk, and that's what we like about it.
Absolutely. That's what makes this town such a great place to live in.
Our guest today, Ginger Johnson of the Yancey Burnsville Chamber of Commerce. 62nd Annual Mount Mitchell Crafts Fair is this Friday and Saturday. Ginger, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.